Federal government terminates CHNV immigration program. Participants required to exit U.S. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, issued a statement on Wednesday, June 12, announcing the immediate cessation of the CHNV Parole Initiative, a program established during Biden's presidency to permit entry for citizens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Following this declaration, program participants who haven't secured alternative legal status face removal from the country. All documentation previously issued under this initiative, including employment authorization documents, has been invalidated. The formal declaration appeared on the official DHS website. Government officials report that the initiative facilitated the entry of over 500,000 people through what they now characterize as insufficient vetting protocols. In an official release issued Thursday, DHS confirmed the distribution of termination notifications to program participants, stating that their parole status and work authorizations have been canceled, effective immediately. These notifications are being distributed electronically to email addresses submitted during initial U.S. entry processing, according to USCIS officials. DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin issued strong remarks. The previous administration deceived the American public. They permitted entry to more than 500,000 inadequately screened foreign citizens, from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, and their direct family members through these problematic parole programs, she stated. They enabled them to vie with American workers, compelled career officials to endorse the program despite identified fraud, and subsequently blamed congressional Republicans for the ensuing disorder and criminal activity. The current administration, which formally ended the CHNV program after receiving favorable Supreme Court approval on May 30, 2025, considers this action a restoration of rational policies and advancement toward public security. Terminating these parole programs aligns with national priorities, McLaughlin stated. DHS is currently directing all program beneficiaries without legal status to depart voluntarily. Throughout the program's two-year duration, more than 530,000 individuals from the four designated nations entered the U.S. Among these, over 320,000 are Haitian citizens, according to previous administration records. Additionally, most of these individuals currently meet temporary protected status, TPS, eligibility requirements, provided they entered before July 3, 2024. To facilitate voluntary departures, DHS suggests utilizing the CBP Home mobile application for travel arrangements. The statement indicates that individuals who follow the departure protocol will receive travel support and a $1,000 departure incentive upon reaching their home country. This significant policy shift occurs amid growing political debate regarding President Trump's immigration stance, as he works to strengthen border enforcement and implement comprehensive immigration reform.